97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in the community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Welcome to the show. My guest today is Kate Look, who is the publisher of Kidsville News of Orange County and ChillKids.com. Hello there, Kate. Thanks for joining me today.
Hello, Sharon. Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. Kate, you've got so much to tell us about Kidsville of Orange County and ChillKids.com. Let's start with Kidsville News of Orange County. Please tell me and the audience what that is.
Kidsville News is a wonderful, fun, free educational resource for children from kindergarten through sixth grade that we are providing free to all of the children in Orange County. Kidsville News has been in publication since 1998. It began in North Carolina in Fayetteville. It has spread through many counties throughout the state of North Carolina, as well as in 14 states.
Started in North Carolina?
It did.
All right. Did it compete with Weekly Reader?
Weekly Reader is no longer available to the children in schools, mostly because it was something that had to be paid for, and many of the schools aren't able to afford Weekly Reader or Scholastic and other things like this. But Kidsville News comes in and provides this wonderful literacy initiative educational tool to children free of charge.
And what are some of the tools? What are some of the things Kidsville offers?
Kidsville has, on a monthly basis, Kidsville offers a piece about called Wildville. It's a piece about a different animal every month. It has information about countries around the world. We have book reviews and movie reviews. All are family-friendly, wonderful things for children. We have puzzles and games for the children to do. But the most important part of this is that the children are taking home with them this beautiful, full-color newspaper in a large format. It has a place for them to write their name in the upper right-hand corner, so this belongs to them from a young age, from kindergarten up, so that they get to own this. It belongs to them. They love to pore over it and read and learn about a different occupation every month. It's wonderful for children, but one of the most exciting things is the cover every month is a beautiful piece of original artwork by North Carolina artist Dan Nelson. He's got a website. He does brilliant artwork, but his artwork for Kidsville News features Truman, friendly dragon. Truman is a 6-foot dragon who actually lives in our office at Kidsville News of Orange County, and he is visiting festivals and events, and children love to see him. It's like a rock star walked into the room when Truman comes in. But Truman is everywhere in the newspaper. He is the face of Kidsville News. He represents loving learning, loving to read, loving to learn about science. We have NASA providing science content. There's so much rich content for children to...
Let me interrupt you. You said NASA is providing content for the children?
Yes. The science content every month is provided by NASA, and we have a New York Times bestselling author, James Patterson, who provides the book reviews. There is a section in the back of the paper for parents called Parent Town, and James Patterson writes reviews of books that children will love. And sometimes he will write about, if you have a boy of age kindergarten through, or say first through third grade, who doesn't like to read, he offers a list of books that they will love. So parents can read this and choose books for their children based on recommendations from James Patterson.
Now, two questions. First of all, what age group is the Kidsville for? And second, how do kids actually get the Kidsville issue?
Kidsville News is for children kindergarten through sixth grade, and it's provided in the schools. It's provided at all the places where families meet: libraries, museums, summer camps, after-school programs, doctor's offices, but mostly through the schools, both public and private. It is made available free for all of the children in Orange County.
Free for all the children of Orange County. And you're the publisher. How did you get to be the publisher of Kidsville?
Well, when we moved to North Carolina 9 years ago, I didn't know what was so wonderful about this area. But I quickly fell in love with North Carolina and especially Orange County, which is our home. And I love children. I love North Carolina. And when I saw Kidsville News in other parts of North Carolina, I was so taken with it. There's an edition in Wilmington that is so well done. And every time I saw it, my kids loved it. We all enjoy reading it. So I contacted the Kidsville News national headquarters in Fayetteville and talked to them about how we could bring Kidsville News to Orange County.
How is it free? Somebody has to pay something for all this work.
Kidsville News sponsors with, we partner with sponsors who are very interested in the community and especially children in the community. So we partner with groups like municipal utilities. We partner with police departments and fire departments who can get their message to children, families, and teachers. Universities. Universities can reach out to teachers who may be interested in continuing education and getting their graduate degree. And same for parents as well. So Kidsville News is sponsored by groups that care about children, care about literacy, but also are very eager to get their word out to that key population. Kidsville News is audited. And Kidsville News audit shows that the demographic of our readers is between the ages of 25 and 54. We have 2.2 adult readers per issue, and 57% keep the issue in their home for a month or longer.
Wow.
And so the audit shows that this is a wonderful way for our sponsors to reach out to that community, get the message out about conservation, about safety, all of the things that these groups want to reach families and let them know about. It's not easy to reach this population, but Kidsville News makes that possible. So it's a win-win proposition for our sponsors.
And how often does it come out, Kate? Is it weekly? Is it monthly?
It's monthly.
It's monthly. All right. So every month, the school gets a big stack of Kidsville News of North Carolina. All the schools get the same information?
We provide it to both public schools and we provide it to private schools as well as throughout the community on racks.
Yes.
So and homeschoolers can receive their copies at the museum, at the libraries.
Homeschoolers. You've got everybody covered.
Everybody's covered. Everybody who wants a copy, we make them available.
Kate, would you please give us your contact information? Because I'm sure there's a lot of parents and teachers saying, my goodness, I've got to get my hands on this.
Yes. Thank you, Sharon. The website is www.kidsvillenewsnc.com, and you can email us at info@kidsvillenewsnc.com.
And very quickly, how many children do you have, Kate?
I have 5 children, very conveniently, ages kindergarten through 7th grade.
You got it.
So I know what children love in all of these grades, and Kidsville News is exciting for all of my children at all of these different age groups.
Kate, let's take a break, and when we come back, let's hear also about ChillKids.com, which you're also very much involved with, okay?
That would be wonderful. Thanks.
Thank you. You're listening to WCHL 97.9. My guest today is Kate Look, who is the publisher of Kidsville News of Orange County and ChillKids.com. Please stay with us.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business. Focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
Thank you for staying with us. My guest is Kate Look, who is the publisher of Kidsville News of Orange County and ChillKids.com. Before our break, I said I would talk to Kate this section about Chill Kids, but there's so much more to be said about Kidsville News of Orange County. Kate, let's start off by talking about some of the awards that Kidsville News has received.
Thank you, Sharon. Yes, we're so excited that Kidsville News won the Parents' Choice Award in 2012, as well as in 2008. And Kidsville News has also been used by the North Carolina Department of Public Instruction for reading assessments and end-of-grade testing in North Carolina. So it's been a really wonderful tool for teachers throughout the state.
Unbelievable. And tell us about your staff. What special skills does your staff have for this publication?
Well, with the switch to core curriculum this year, Kidsville News has a core curriculum expert on staff to make sure that every issue of Kidsville News is in line with what the teachers are working on in the schools in North Carolina every month.
I like the check and balance you have here to make sure you're still providing positive items, positive role models for the kids. And Truman is a positive role model as well. What does Truman offer to the kids in terms of a role model, Kate?
Truman is a... He loves to read, he loves to learn, and children see him throughout the publication in adorable images and cartoon images of Truman reading and writing at his computer, typing. There are recipes every month, and the recipes are healthy recipes. Last month, there was a Truman popsicle, and there was a picture of a little boy having it, and the popsicle was bright green, like Truman, bright green. The ingredients are frozen blueberries, bananas, kale, and honey, and it makes a beautiful green popsicle. So the recipes in every edition are healthy. Truman promotes healthy eating, exercise, fun for kids. He's just a wonderful, fun personality.
Role model,
but he also encourages children to submit their artwork. And children can submit their artwork and have it published in the paper. And Truman sends them a thank you note.
Oh.
So it's very special and exciting, so joyful and happy. It makes children happy, parents, teachers are happy because they're able to use this too as a tool to work with the children and get closer to the children in wonderful ways.
And again, the children range from kindergarten to sixth grade, did you say?
Yes, but older children enjoy it too.
I heard you say parents, people, adults are reading
this publication
as well. We're talking about a piece of paper, a document. Now, in this age of the internet, has this been able to translate to the internet, Kate?
It is. It's wonderful. Kidsville News is a 24-page publication in a large, full-color newspaper format. It's so bright and cheerful and inviting. I don't know if I mentioned the cover art is done by Dan Nelson. I think I mentioned that. But Kidsville News Now is also available online. So we have many parents and teachers and families signing up for their monthly edition to come to them by email, or they can go to the website at kidsvillenews.com or kidsvillenewsnc.com and find the flip edition, which is when you click on the icon for the edition, you will see the full publication online without having to have the paper copy. And you can also click on sponsor links to learn more about the sponsors and their message.
Parents and teachers, you mentioned some kind of way Kidsville can be used as a tool for parents and teachers. Tell me more about that, please.
Yes. On the website, we also offer parent tools and teacher tools in the form of reading questions and answers, things that parents and teachers can use to ask the children to make sure that they have understood what they're reading, and activities and projects. There's also an area for children to go with fun games and things.
Is there any competition for Kidsville?
There's nothing else like Kidsville News. There really isn't. In the past, families might have received, or children received, what was it called? Weekly Reader.
Weekly Reader, yes.
Scholastic and National Geographic.
Yes.
But those were things that all had to be paid for, and they're no longer available in many schools because of the cost. But Kidsville News is free to the children, and that makes it just a wonderful resource and very exciting for children because they don't often get to bring home their own books or their own issues or magazines. Those things are expensive. This way, every child is able to receive it regardless of income or financial concerns.
That's the beauty of this, Kate.
Yes.
And you also mentioned earlier that it is subsidized by sponsors.
Yes.
Reliable sponsors to make sure it keeps going.
Yes, that's right.
Do you see Kidsville going on for years and years because of the sponsorship that you've been given?
I do. And Kidsville News has been a publication in North Carolina since 1998. It's winning awards. It has New York Times bestselling author James Patterson writing a book review. NASA's involved. I mean, we have so many wonderful resources that we're bringing to families and children that it has, I think, wonderful years ahead of us.
Beautiful. Give us your contact information again, please, Kate.
Yes. The contact information for Kidsville News is online. You can reach us at info@kidsvillenewsnc.com.
Got it. Now, let's talk about chillkids.com. What is chillkids.com, Kate?
Chillkids.com is a website that I created when I moved to North Carolina from Virginia, and I have five children now. And when we moved here, I didn't know where to go for a picnic. I didn't know what was so wonderful about this area. My husband told me it was a great area to raise kids, but when I would ask him, well, what's great? He couldn't exactly put his finger on it. So I decided to put my finger on that and make it available for everyone to come and see what's so wonderful about North Carolina and especially Orange County.
And Chill, I'm assuming the C stands for Chapel.
It does.
And the Hill is Hill, so you got Chill.
That's right. It's chapelhillkids.com, but chillkids.com for short. You can get to the website through chapelhillkids.com or chillkids.com. Either way gets you there. And we have guides to pumpkin patches. We have guides for festivals and events. We have guides for where to go for a hike, where to go bike riding, where to play frisbee golf, where to go for birthday parties or a haircut, where to go hiking. If you go hiking at the North Carolina Botanical Gardens, right next to where the gardens are, it feels like you're in the mountains. You can't hear 15501, probably just a hop, skip, and a jump away.
Whoa.
Feels like you're in the mountains with a creek to stomp in and shade, so even if it's hot. There's so many beautiful, wonderful places in our very backyard.
This
I love to
amazing.
Let people know I'm literally a tourism cheerleader for North Carolina and Chapel Hill.
But this sounds like a publication beyond just children, so let's talk about that during our last segment, Kate.
Yes.
Thank you. You're listening to WCHL 97.9. My guest today is Kate Look, publisher of Kidsville News of Orange County and chillkids.com. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business. Focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
Back again. This is Sharon Hill speaking with Kate Look, who is the publisher of Kidsville News of Orange County and chillkids.com. Kate, my goodness, chillkids.com, I should say, has got so much going on. Why don't you tell us some more about chillkids.com?
Well, chillkids.com is just a work of love for this area. Everywhere we go and I discover something wonderful, a new event or festival or place, I just write about it and I make it available to everyone so that other families, and it doesn't even, I mean, everyone can benefit from this, but that other people can learn about these wonderful places. There are places close by that I've met people who've lived here forever that didn't know that these places were here. There's a country store that reminds me of Little House on the Prairie just off of 54, and you feel like you're just out suddenly walking into that old general store in Little House on the Prairie. It's very magical, and I just love to make these places available to everyone without having to spend years to discover them.
So you find all the places, and you're the one who put these into chillkids.com.
Yes, I write about them all.
Is chillkids.com a hard copy, or is it online, or both?
It is online only.
All right. What's the success of Chill Kids? Why don't you share some metrics with the audience?
Yeah, Chill Kids, in peak months, Chill Kids has more than 11,000 unique visitors a month, more than 25,000 page views a month. We're just amazed by the reach of Chill Kids, and we're humbled and very happy when we hear from families, as we have recently. We've had several families move to the area because they discovered chillkids.com and they learned about all the wonderful things in our area and decided to move here from other states like California and Seattle.
My goodness. How did they find Chill Kids? There's Google North Carolina or Google Chapel Hill? How do they find
you? We have excellent Google rankings. We've been doing this for 9 years, just always writing about things we love and making it available for everyone. So if people Google Chapel Hill Pumpkin Patch, we normally come up number one. If they Google soccer, if they Google birthday parties, haircuts, festivals, events, all of these things, we come up very highly ranked. And so we're able to get the word out as to why this is such a great place to live.
And how is chillkids.com separated in terms of information? Is it restaurants, barbershops, for example?
That's right. We have guides. We have festivals and events. There's a pumpkin patch guide. There's a guide for birthday parties, a guide for where to go for a picnic, where to go if it's really hot out, but you still want to get out for a hike, all kinds of different guides. And we also started blogging recently as well. So our blog has lots of fun entries. But in addition to that, we have guides where you can find bike paths, frisbee golf, and all of the fun things to do in the area.
Can people make discoveries and send them to you, or is 100% your input you found?
We welcome information that our readers send to us by email, and then we add them in. If someone's having a sort of a church sale, consignment sales and things like that, we add them to our calendar. We love to just share the information so that people can find what's going on this weekend and what's so great about our area.
Well, in our last few seconds, why is it Chill Kids when it sounds like it's for everybody?
It is for everyone, but I love children. I love Carolina. And so Chill Kids was an effort to bring that love together in a way that makes it available to everyone. But certainly, we are so happy that we have readers from all walks of life.
Kate, look, you are a joy.
Oh,
I thank you so much for talking to me. Our audience can hear all the wonderful things you're doing for kids. Thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you so much for having me,
My
Sharon.
Pleasure. Thank you. My guest today has been Kate Look. That's L-O-O-K. She's the publisher of Kidsville News of Orange County and ChillKids.com. Thank you for listening. That's our show for today.